This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Ukrainian official Monday made a new push for the U.S. and other allies to drop restrictions on the use of their weapons to fire on targets deep in Russian territory. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A senior Ukrainian official says Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they have supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran is fueling the Kremlin's war machine. The U.S. has told allies it believes Tehran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. Two people familiar with the matter told the AP at the weekend. Andriy Yermak says on his Telegram channel, in response to this supply, Ukraine must be allowed to destroy warehouses storing these missiles with Western weapons in order to avoid terror. He didn't specify which country is supplying the missiles. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing they could be sucked into the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syria's health minister says a number of people killed in overnight Israeli strikes has risen to 18, with state media reporting 36 people have been wounded, with six in serious condition. It's the largest death toll in such an attack since the beginning of the war in Gaza 11 months ago. Israel regularly targets military sites in Syria linked to Iran and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, but the intensity and death toll of Sunday night strikes was unusual. Two regional intelligence sources told the Reuters news service a major military research center for chemical arms production located near Masyaf in Hama province near the Mediterranean coast had been hit several times. They said it was believed to house a team of Iranian military experts involved in weapons production. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel has vowed to stop Iranian entrenchment in Syria, particularly since Syria is a key route for Iran to send weapons to Hezbollah. You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A judge has ruled that